This is the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Wednesday, November 30th, 2005. I am your host, Scott L. Miller, and this is episode 30. Episode 30 on November 30th. How cool is that? How cool is it that we've made it to episode 30? Thanks for hanging in there, everybody. It's been a fun ride. Unfortunately, I am doing the show on my own now. Dominica has decided that it's just too stressful, but we are still having a good time, and I think we had a lot of people really enjoy the song we did yesterday, and thank you, Skycar, for commenting on the podcast. It's awesome that you checked us out, and I love your music, so if you're listening today, it's good stuff. Get some more out to us. We would love to play it. Let's see. What is new in the world since yesterday? Well, Rockaboom has informed us, for those of you who aren't keeping up with current trends, that Square is the new round. However, I think that Amanda Congdon at Rockaboom actually meant that Cubicle is the new Spherical. So that's our recommendation here at the SGL podcast. If you are trying to be fashionable and smooth today, just remember, Cubicle is the new Spherical. Try it out on your friends, see what they think. Important crop news recently I've discovered. Actually, this was we wanted to post this a few weeks ago and didn't really get around to it. It kept getting pushed off because we've had too much to do on the show, and today we're completely devoid of ideas, and so this is getting squeezed in today. Chia, for those of you, a lot of you who are listening here in the United States, if you're familiar with Chia Pets, this was huge rave back in mid-1980s, maybe even the early 1980s, and there are these little terracotta made in Mexico animals shaped like sheep and a bull, I think is what they used to have, and now they've got a million things. You can get a Homer Simpson head and all kinds of weird things. Anyway, and you get these little seeds, you spread it on it, and it sprouts this kind of green hair. It's supposed to be fur, and it was really cute, especially when you had like a sheep and you could shear it, and it was just this cute little thing that kids loved it, and it was a way to grow plants in the house. And I think everybody always wondered what this plant was that was growing on it. Well, I did some research and discovered that the plant is actually chia. That's actually the name of it. It's a Mexican crop. This has not been a popular crop for the past 500 years, but in pre-Columbian Mexico, this was the secondary food supply, the primary being maize, which is corn. Actually, it's native corn. Current corn is not technically maize because of genetic alteration over time. It's been adapted more, so it's not technically maize. But chia was the secondary crop, really, really important in pre-Columbian diets, and it is one of the, if not the, largest supply of omega-3 of any edible plant. So that's really cool. So it's a source of omega-3. I want to know more about it. There's a couple books on Amazon that I discovered, and I'd like to get those because I think that's going to be really interesting. Maybe even grow some and see what food you could make with chia. I'm interested. As you know, I'm into agriculture. Speaking of agriculture, I recently ordered a do-it-yourself hydroponic gardening book from Amazon. Had some mix-up there, and Amazon took care of it. I should be getting it like tomorrow, but I noticed that they had a tracking number on my account. When I went and checked it out, the tracking number didn't go anywhere. USPS said that the number didn't really exist, and so, but Amazon, as always, was great. I sent them a note, and they took care of it right away, and that's why I like Amazon, not because they don't mess up, but because when they do, they take care of it. I've had really good luck with them. They're a great organization, one of the few companies that I'm willing to go out there and kind of campaign for, because they just do such a good job at customer service, and no, they're not actually sponsoring me, but if they would like to, we welcome the support. for those of you who remember, starting in 1984 and then running into the early 90s, there was a video game company called Sierra who made some really, really rockin' early adventure games. In fact, they more or less invented and pioneered the entire graphical adventure game genre. The first one being King's Quest, 1984, released primarily with the intention of being a showcase piece for the then new and marginally cool, if you will, IBM PC Junior, which was an absolute piece of crap, and no one should ever have purchased it. And luckily, Americans aren't as dumb as IBM thought they were, and they didn't. So the IBM PC Junior died. It had an infrared keyboard, if you can imagine how awful that was. And it was slower than the regular IBM PC, if you can imagine how awful that was. This video game was developed to show off that system, King's Quest 1, and the graphics weren't that hot, but it was one of the first games that had graphics. You could walk around, you could interact with things, you had to do some typing, but you could you could do everything with the keyboard, but you could use a joystick or the mouse, if you actually had a mouse then. It was a really, really awesome game, and it really made you think, and you did some really cool stuff. It was totally groundbreaking. Lots of stuff followed it. A lot of the younger set, or those who weren't into computers at the time, are familiar with the Monkey Island games from LucasArts. And Monkey Island and those style games are later in the same thread as King's Quest, but they definitely took the bulk of their ideas from the King's Quest series. And the King's Quest games were just awesome. Totally awesome. The games were entertaining. They were, for the most part, completely clean. They were appropriate for children. They weren't violent. They were really, really good, enjoyable games for everyone. And people who grew up with them, this is some of the best things to do ever. This was like entertainment to the max. It was great. I personally have completed King's Quest 1, 2, and 3. I've played 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. There are only 8 in the series. I do own them all. I owned a number of them originally, and then I went back when I was older and purchased the entire collection in a box set. So I have them. I have every single one of them. And I think they're one of the most important pieces of video game history. And I also played, Sierra made some side shoot games that were, you know, King's Quest was the first one. They were the pioneer. They're the one that showed that this was a style game that people wanted to play. And so Sierra went out and made a couple other series based around that idea. One of the really, really great ones was the Quest for Glory series. Started off as Heroes Quest. They had a name conflict with another company. They changed it to Quest for Glory. And I think they ended up making 4 or 5 of that series. And those were phenomenal, very similar to King's Quest. They made Space Quest, which was significantly more comical than the King's Quest series. King's Quest was decently serious with a few little lighthearted moments, but the Space Quest series was completely ridiculous and off the wall. They made a number of those in the same vein. They were awesome. They made some independent games like Black Cauldron, and a number of others. I can't remember them all. They made some children's ones, like Mixed Up Mother Goose. They made the incredibly famous adult series of graphical adventures, Leisure Suit Larry, which I believe is still running, actually. I think there's actually, that may be the one that went the longest in the end. So anyway, this whole time period from 1984 until the early 90s, when King's Quest finally wound down, Sierra produced some of the greatest video games ever. It may be the single greatest franchise, the Sierra Adventure games, in all video game history, as far as I'm concerned. They packed it up a number of years ago. The name still exists, but the company has disappeared. And the anonymous game developers have put together a company, and this is quite some time ago, and I've been aware of this for a long time, so this isn't breaking news, but this is something I wanted to tell my readers about because, or, I'm sorry, my listeners about, my readers already know. This is something we've talked about at Sheepguarding Llama, but for people who are only listening to the podcast, I know some of you are into video games or have some spare time and might want to try something out. AGD, Anonymous Game Developers Interactive, that's agdinteractive.com. Go there, check it out. This is two people. They don't have their names listed. They're just Anonymous Game Developer 1 and 2. They are recreating the classic Sierra games with more modern technology, so that it runs on Windows 2000, Windows XP, and they're taking the original games, updating the graphics, updating the sound, adding voices, in some cases changing the actual gameplay a little bit to make it better. And let me tell you, it is better. These two, it's unbelievable that just these two developers are doing this amount of work. They are not making their own tools. They are getting the tools that actually do some of the underlying game engine from a third party. So they're not doing totally everything on their own like Sierra did, but their games are awesome, absolutely awesome. And if you've been watching the Knicker blog, it's awesome with an H. Definitely get out there and try it. The games are free, There is a law that supposedly lets them do this, but it's kind of a gray area because Sierra is no longer monetizing the original games. Sierra has been contacted. They didn't reply. This has been going on for a long time, so it seems as though Sierra is just ignoring them. They're not affecting Sierra's income, so these games are legal, but they can't really draw attention to them, and they always have their concerns about whether or not they would be considered legal in the future. So, but definitely get out there and download these. These are totally, totally awesome games. They've done King's Quest 1 and 2, completely remade, way, way better than the Sierra originals, which is not a slight on Sierra. Sierra had very little technology to work with at the time, and AGD did not have to redefine the genre just to make these games. They just did really awesome remakes with really, really meticulous quality. They put so much work into these games. I cannot believe it. And they are currently working on a remake of Quest for Glory 2, I believe it is. So that's going to be the third one. There hasn't been a whole lot that they've posted on the site for a while about the progress on Quest for Glory 2, but it is coming. They are working on it. They're just in a stage where there's not much to talk about. And the work that they've done here has actually proved them enough that they've gone out and started Himalaya Studios and are making some commercial video games that are due pretty soon, too, from there, which I'm very excited about. Same genre, not remakes of classic Sierra. These are from scratch games that they're making at Himalaya. But I'm excited about that, too. So I will keep you up to date. When Quest for Glory 2 releases, I will let you know. And when the first game from Himalaya comes out, I will definitely let you know, because I am on their mailing list, and I do plan on purchasing that, because I know what a good job these developers do. For those of you who pay attention to the site and actually go to the web part of the podcast, we did get a comment from Skycar last night. We played their music on the show. We played Alicia, and they actually commented on the show. So that's awesome. Very excited to see that we actually have people involved. Very, very cool. And speaking of music on the show, I promise absolutely this show is not going to start playing any Christmas music until, at a minimum, December 1st. One last story before we go on to our song for tonight. A friend of Francesca's, Francesca, who turned 30 recently in November, this month, a friend of hers from college was looking for her online, was not able to find her, and discovered Dominica wishing Francesca a happy birthday here on the SGL podcast, and commented on the show, and managed to actually get a hold of Francesca through the show. So it's awesome that we've got so much going on the show that people can actually find each other because of the podcast. So here we are, the SGL podcast, bringing people together. All right, that is the show for today. And our music is provided by the PodSafe Music Network, which you can find online at music.podshow.com. And our band tonight is Manic Drive, and the song is Something More.